Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We have a very special guest today, Michael Sossler, who's the executive director of Museum Village in Monroe, right? Monroe, New York.
You got it. Good morning, everybody. And yes, Museum Village, if anybody hasn't ever been here before, is a living history 19th century museum that was created in 1950 by a gentleman by the name of Roscoe Smith, who also founded Orange and Rockland. It's a very special little museum, and we have over 20 buildings, and we have everything from a one-room schoolhouse to a log cabin. We make candles. We make brooms. We have a blacksmith. So it's a place to visit.
Yeah, you got a lot of shops and things, and it's set up like an old commons, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I guess if you want to compare it to the Woodbury Commons of yesteryear.
Yeah, but in other words, it's around a circle. There's a circular area that people can walk around. It's beautiful.
There's an oval walkway. It's just a beautiful place to come, even on a hot, sunny day with our maple trees. It's just very, very comfortable.
Yeah. And you've got, you've got an apothecary, an old-fashioned apothecary?
We have a drugstore. We have a general store. Again, we have a merit store. We have a print shop. There's just so many.
You have a firehouse? Do you still have
a firehouse? We do. We have a firehouse as well.
So all the old things from the 1860s?
Yeah, our artifacts range from about 1850 to about 1910, 1920.
Okay. What are a couple of the things that you've got? Like, I know you've got Hamiltonian's tombstone.
Very good. Yeah. Roscoe was a really strange and eclectic collector. He collected everything. I mean, I think our most incredible artifact is the fact that we have Harry. Now, somebody may say, who's Harry?
Yeah.
Well, Harry is our almost 12,000-year-old mastodon skeleton, credited with being one of the three most complete skeletons in the world.
Wow.
So we have something like that, and then we do have the apothecary, the one-room schoolhouse. We have a farm tools building that actually is being reworked right now, the exhibit in there. But in there, he collected the American chestnut tree. American chestnut tree is extinct, so when you come and see something like that.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, his collections were really incredible. Yeah. We have over 25,000 artifacts.
Wow. And you've got Harry is in the Natural History Building, I think, right?
That is correct, yes.
And then don't you have a big energy exhibit now?
We do. We have an energy exhibit, which really epitomizes what Museum Village is about. You know, what we deal with here is moving along from an agricultural society to a more technical society. So our energy building shows that, where you have first the hand machines, and then you go to the electrical and the gas and the hot air. So it's really a incredible building.
Yeah. We should also say Orange and Rockland is a utility. It's one of the biggest ones in Southern Orange County, right?
And that is correct.
And it goes into probably into Rockland, do you think? Or
I think so. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So this guy was a pretty serious person. And, you know, to have a personal collection like that, it's kind of amazing.
And it is incredible.
Yeah. Now, are you open year-round? Tell us about your school programs, different things.
We are almost open year-round. We open usually around March or April, depending upon the weather, of course. And then we go into about the first week of December, mm-hmm. where one of our events is our Christmas in the Village. I tried over the last couple of years to once a month over the winter in January and February to have a farmer's market in our snack bar, as well as a special exhibit in our visitor center. So we are trying to work somehow to get 12 months a year.
Great. Now, do you do the farmer's market the rest of the year, too?
We do.
Oh,
we have
really?
A farmer's market on Wednesdays from 9 to 3 out in the parking lot.
Okay.
So we're trying to make sure that everybody knows Museum Village is on the map.
Yeah. And you also have special events you plan during the year that...
We do. We have incredible events, I like to think so. And right now is really a very busy season for us, September, October. We are quite booked up with all kinds of events. Our big history event right now is our coming up on Labor Day weekend, our 43rd annual Civil War reenactment.
Wow.
And that's a pretty special event for anybody who's into the history, of course. You know, we have some special people besides the soldiers, the reenactors. This year we will have William Henry Seward, who was President Lincoln's Secretary of State. He will be here, him and his wife. We also have a special on Saturday to hear the speech from Frederick Douglass.
Wow.
Who,
you
know, that should be pretty amazing to see. So, you know, and then we also have, we'll have a cannon demonstration again that you know, blows your mind, shall we say.
Yep.
And we have a fashion show from the 1850s. So, you know, it's quite a busy day. It's a day that, you know, we really do promote history. We will have the Confederates here, and I know that's an issue now, but we are portraying everything in the like of the time. This is not a political event. It's a historical event.
That's right. And I've got to tell everybody, each year you pick a battle. People from all over the country come,
yes.
And some play the parts of the Northerners, and the others are from the South. And you can't do a reenactment if you don't have a North and a South. So that's life.
Correct.
You know, sometimes the political correctness needs to take a backseat to truth, and it really
snap out of it.
Yeah.
What makes it nice here is the idea that you're able to get in and talk to the reenactors. The reenactors here really get into it, and they want the people to know what was going on. They're not political, but they want the visitor to understand what the climate was in the 1850s, 1860s.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, when I was there, the most impressive things, one was they come and they camp out, so you see this vast thing of tents and all, very impressive, with the families around it, and they're all dressed in the period costume. And then I remember there was one of the places they were showing the medical stuff from back then, and there was somebody that was a surgeon. He was telling about he had a patient there, and he said, "I'm probably going to have to cut his leg off because of gangrene, blah, blah, blah." Very, very interesting. And they had a sutler tent. You can go, and I think you can buy things, too, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. And you see, that's the interesting part, what people don't realize. The thing about the medical devices, we do have a Civil War surgical kit that's on display here, but some of the greatest procedures were developed during the Civil War. I mean, I guess that's a positive from the negative that happened, but people don't realize that. So that's something that you learn.
Yeah, and there was a big pot that you made a big amount of coffee in. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And, and they were telling me that you add eggshells to the coffee. I forgot what it does. It takes bitterness
probably
or something.
Takes, I'm not so sure what that does either. I'm not so sure I want to drink it. But,
That supposedly you put stuff in there that I think it helps the bitterness or whatever. But it was very interesting. And this is one of these events. What is it? Is it Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Friday,
it is
Saturday?
It is Saturday and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
From 10 to 5 on Saturday and then 10 to 4 on Sunday. It is a two-day event.
Okay.
So people can come either day. The Saturday is the only day that we have Frederick Douglass, so you may want to visit that day. But it is a special event.
Yep. And there'll be food there?
There will be. We got our snack bar open. We've got a grill tent.
Oh, nice.
So it's a day to come and hopefully spend the entire day here. It's not just coming about and seeing the battle. All our buildings are open, so all of the interpreters are in the buildings. You know, they're taking part as well. So it's a day that you can come in, get yourself immersed, and enjoy the whole thing.
Well, that collection is incredible. The weave shop, I mean, the things that you've got throughout, it's just amazing. And then seeing the blacksmith work, I mean, this is a great family thing to do. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we like to promote for it and everything.
Yeah. So that's this weekend. And
that's coming up Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks after that, we have a Fiesta Latina. Mm. This is our fourth year for putting on this Fiesta Latina. The purpose for this is we are trying to promote the Latina group and coming, learning about history here.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a fun day. That's like a 10 to 6 day where you can dance around, have some, you know, Latina food, and really feel good about another group of people visiting the museum.
Now, what date is that in September?
That is September 15th.
Okay. All right. What else you got on the calendar?
Okay. And then we just roll right on down. After that, we've got what we call a Taste of History, October 6th and 7th, 2 days. And this will feature also a military timeline. So we will have a whole different group of military people. And our Taste of History is we will be providing little snacks of food from each of these individuals who have come here. So you may get somebody cooking World War I stuff. You may get somebody cooking World War II stuff. Civil War stuff may be there, and Revolutionary War. There's lots of cooking demonstrations going on and living history displays.
And that's October.
That's October 6th and 7th, and we will be giving out homemade corn cakes made on our hearth right here in the Visitor Center.
Wow, very nice, very nice. So I think you do something for Halloween, too, right?
We do. We have the following week after that, which is October 13th and 14th, we have our No Scare Halloween. And that is so much fun because we promote this as a really family event for the little ones to come. There's nobody here who's going to scare you. The costumes here are just fun costumes, and the people here are just wanting to have a good time. So that's just a real fun family event.
And what time is that?
That is from 11 to 4,
okay.
Both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And again, our you know, there'll be food on site, so our snack bar will be open and everything. And again, you'll be able to roam around and see the buildings. But the kids, it's all about the kids that day. And hopefully our green, the leaves may be turning colors. There may even be some of them on the ground. So it's just lots of fun.
And I'll tell you that you should buy everybody, when they go, they should buy their child a toy from your...
That's right.
The best old-fashioned toys, man. I go and load up for Christmas with those things. They're great.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So then now 2 weeks after our No Scare Halloween, this is the second year where we have hosted the Chocolate Expo. October 21st. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., we have a chocolate expo. Last year, I think we had over 50 vendors. There's music. There's activities. It's a packed day. All our buildings are open that day as well. Check that out. It is fun. And again, everything is open. The museum is open. So in addition to paying for the chocolate expo, you're going to have the opportunity of seeing everything at the museum as well.
You know, last year I found out about it a week late, and I was so depressed. So this year I'm writing it on my calendar so I don't forget about it.
Please do. I can't wait for you to come. It's a good day and everything.
You've done that for a couple of years now then, right?
I have been at the museum here for 8 years.
Okay, and you've been doing it that long?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Time flies when you're having fun, see?
Well, you know, you got certain things that people just love, and why go? I mean, I used to have to go to Albany for a chocolate expo. I mean, it was far away. Or you have to go to the Civic Center, and there's a lot of parking problems. This is so convenient and nice. So
It is very convenient. It is very convenient.
And right in the fall, that place is beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Last year, the weather was perfect. I think last year when we did it, it was like 70 degrees outside in October. It was just marvelous. Maybe even a little bit too warm, but that was a marvelous day.
Well, you got a lot going on, so you got to plan. And it's cool enough where the chocolate goes well with the temperature. So that's
right.
A good thing.
Absolutely.
You don't want that in August or July. So.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, let's keep going down your timeline. I'm sure you got some more coming up.
We do. Then in November, November 10th and 11th, from 12 noon to 4 p.m., we have our Thanksgiving tasting.
Mm.
And that, again, is where food will be cooked over the open hearth in the Visitor Center, and we will be highlighting probably a World War I dinner. So all of the guests will be coming in. Our buildings will be open, and the guests will be able to enjoy little bits and pieces of the food from that era. And that's usually a very popular, fun time. You're going to see some maybe strange food, something that you didn't think of eating, and then you'll also see some typical food that we have on our Thanksgiving menu.
Is there a difference between the 10, the 12 to 4, you got all afternoon to come. You can come anytime
you
want.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay, got it.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
And then our last event for the season after that is our Christmas in the Village. And our Christmas in the Village is on December 8th. That will run from 12 to 5 p.m., and that is a free event, although we are asking for two donations. We are asking for a family donation of at least $5 to the museum, and we are also asking for a food donation for the Country Kids Food Pantry from Washingtonville. So for all of that, you come in, and of course Santa Claus is here, and then we have many different displays through our buildings, different exhibits for you to see, the candy lane and all kinds of stuff like that.
Okay.
And in addition to that, we put on three little shows in the Playhouse here. So you're able to get, you know, one of those shows, hopefully. And we put on all kinds of singing and little bits and everything like that. So, again, that is just a real fun day. Santa Claus is real nice. Our snack bar is going to be open. We have also a Civil War group who will be doing singing and dancing. And so, again, there's just lots of stuff going on here.
What's a candy lane? I didn't know
Our candy lane is one of our exhibits, that's all. It's just something that we put on, you know, in some of the different buildings. So it's a fun thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had the apothecary shop has a candy display, too, right?
That was an
actual thing the way it used to be.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now, just to think about other times of the year, you used to do a rock and mineral show, and wasn't it a train show? When do they happen?
We do have a gem and mineral show that's usually the first weekend in June. And again, that's booked for next year, so book that.
Good.
Check that out. We do have a circus event that comes here Memorial Day weekend. That's a fun little circus for the young, and that's always a nice event to go to.
That's like a family circus. I went to that.
Absolutely.
It's
extraordinary.
Yes. Really good.
It really is a family circus. And the folks there, I've known them now for 8 years.
Yep.
They are extremely kind individuals, and I know sometimes the issue is with the animals. They treat their animals as family. I've seen that. I know that. So it is a fun little place.
Yeah, they were very, very well taken care of, I could see.
Yes, they were.
Yep.
Yes.
So that's Memorial weekend.
That's Memorial weekend. And then, you know, during the year, we have several other events that we just put on occasion. This past year, we had a Honey Fest.
Oh, boy.
And the Honey Fest, again, was a great event. We probably had about 40 vendors here with all kinds of different honey flavors and everything.
Are you doing that next year, too?
We are planning to do that next year. We haven't got a date firmed up yet, but keep checking.
All right.
As a matter of fact, I could tell everybody right now, our website is museumvillage.org. That's where you can check out some of our events. And also, if you are into the social media, of course, Facebook, our Facebook page, which we are proud to announce, just reached 5,000 likes, which is pretty good. That's pretty much updated on a daily basis. So if you're into that, please check our Facebook page for all the different events.
And Honeyfest was which month? Do you remember?
This year, it was in June, I think it was.
Okay.
No, it was in May.
May.
So somewhere along that beach, we will look again to fit it in there. And again, that was a fun day.
What about, you did some car shows too, didn't
we
you?
We do. We also have a big car show, which was just a few weeks ago. The car show is hosted by the Mustang Club of Orange County. Of course, it's not just Mustangs that come here. I believe we had somewhere near 250 cars.
Wow.
They were parked all inside the museum, which really makes it special.
Uh-huh.
That also is a free event for people coming. All our buildings are open again.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a car enthusiast, that's just a great time. And hopefully we'll have that again next year as well.
Were there other cars besides the Mustangs?
There were tons of different cars. They had a range of, you know, from the older to the newer. And yes, like I said, it's not just about the Mustang.
Oh, that's nice. My husband's a member of the Brits of the Hudson group.
Mm-hmm.
They got all these incredible British cars, and it's really fun to go to some of these things.
If you're into the car scene, you know, so that's all good. And then we do have some other little events that happen this year. Neither of them were able to happen because of weather.
Uh-huh.
We usually have a Model A day where we get the Model A Club to come here, and they come with anywhere from 10 to 20 cars of Model A's of different versions. That, unfortunately, was rained out and couldn't couldn't be rescheduled. We also have our Carriage Day, and our Carriage Day is another. It's a fun event for people who are into horses and carriages, and that was scheduled this year, but again, unfortunately, the bad weather, the rain, and that had to be canceled, and hopefully will be scheduled for next year again.
Well, it shows the effort that you put into. It takes a lot to organize these things and have so many. It's wonderful. Did you do anything for the 4th of July or for...
We sometimes try to do just a little bit here. You know, 4th of July is a big event, and so many other places do things. So, you know, we don't go all out with that one as much. But we do try every week to have something going on.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, you're doing your Christmas a little bit earlier, your Halloween a little early, so it doesn't conflict with other things that somebody might do.
And that's the point.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the theater, tell us about your theater group, just so we give everybody a good rounded idea.
Sure. If anybody is into the local theater, which I hope you all are, we have a theater group, which is the Creative Theater Muddy Water Players, that put on 4 plays a year. It's usually in May, July, September, and then November. And actually, this September coming up is going to be the Addams Family.
Oh, wow.
So that's a real popular show. What's great about this theater group is the price now is, I think, $24. For $24, you sit into the theater of about 115, so every seat is a great seat. And not only do you see a great show, but at intermission, you get apple pie and ice cream.
Yeah, I remember.
Where else could you get something like that?
Yeah, that's a nice touch for everything. We went and saw it. They're very talented, and 4 shows a year is nice because
it's amazing. It's very good.
Are there memberships to these things?
We do. Yeah, I mean, the theater group has a membership. You can join the museum membership for the museum membership, depending upon what level. We do have gift bricks. So at the front of our the front of our gift shop now, which is the entrance to the museum, we have a gift brick display. It's a beautiful little patio, so we want people to come out there and see that. Mm-hmm. We have our clock there. So that's a way to support the museum and support many of our educational programs.
Yes. Now, if somebody wanted to bring a school group, I only have like 2 or 3 minutes left, who would they talk to?
Absolutely. Just call the museum number, and we will take that. I can say that this past school, September, we've been very busy. So if the school is looking to book, book it sooner than later. Mm-hmm. We did have to turn schools down last year.
You did. Okay. Now, so you're booking now for the starting in September, I would think.
Oh, yeah. We'll be booking for the fall season. And again, some of the schools that are really smart will be booking for the spring season as well.
Do you still do those little classrooms where you teach things?
What we do, instead of having the little classroom, because that became like a little bit tough to schedule, we have what we call a village sampler. So when the schools come and they go and visit all of the buildings, they're getting their little classroom assignment there.
Okay.
So it's a much more relaxed. The kids don't even know they're learning something. That's
great.
Good it is.
That's great. Well, I'll tell you, the print shop, they're all fascinating buildings. I think everybody's going to love it. If you haven't been to Museum Village, you need to get there and see it. And if you have, go back because there's always something new going on. So
you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marietta.
Michael,
very much.
Thank you very
that.
Much. I hope you have a lot of success with everything you're doing. And we're going to try to air this show 2 weeks in a row because I want to make sure, even on Civil War weekend, that people can listen to it. Okay,
so
you take
thank
care.
You.
Thank you.
You too.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Everyone checks out Museum Village. Have a great week.